This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 417, down 1.5. September corn, 409.5, down 2.75. December corn, 415.25, down 2.75. July soybeans, 1387.75, down 4.75. August soybeans, 1299.75, down 15. September soybeans, 1166.75, down 13.5. July wheat, 568, up 6.25. September wheat, 579.5, up 4. December wheat, 603.75, up 5.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the grain report for Thursday. And the Illinois country grain prices, they ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. Corn saw lower levels with corn crops in areas looking like a record crop. Soybeans are still reacting to the record estimate of soybean acres. And wheat found strength from problems with the harvest of hard red wheat. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 cents at 389 to 413. Soybean bids dropped 15 to 18 cents, ranging from 1350 to 1375. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 398 to 411. Soybean bids down 13 to 15 cents at 1354 to 1375. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 6 cents lower at 407 to 428. Soybean bids mostly 12 to 15 lower, ranging from 1362 to 1395. And wheat bids up 4 to 7 cents at 534 to 559. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 15 cents lower on Thursday at 1380 to 1420. Basis unchanged at 80 to 120 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $457 to $477 per ton. That's down $1530 to $1830 per ton, with basis down $10 to $13 per ton, ranging from $10 to $30 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 3 cents at $410 to $430, with basis unchanged, range from option to $20 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids a penny lower at $4.25 to $4.27. Basis gained 2 cents, ranging from $15 to $17 over September. Soybeans down 8 to 16 cents, ranging from $13.74 to $14.03. Basis ended mixed, ranging from $74 to $103 over the August. Wheat prices on Thursday, 10 to 18 cents higher along the river, ranging from $5.68 to $5.74. Basis gained 6 to 14 cents, ranging from 6 to 12 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at $4.41 to $4.42. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 5 to 15 cents with quotations at $13.99 to $14.19. Soft red winter wheat, 4 to 7 cents higher at $5.90 to $5.91, while Milo ended 2 cents lower for the day at $4.32 to $4.42. Contract bids for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn range from $3.77 up to $3.93. New crop soybean bids range from $10.93 to $11.21. In the central part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.80 up to $3.95. New crop soybean bids at $10.92 to $11.16. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.73 to $3.98. And new crop soybean bids range from $11.04 up to $11.24. That completes our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 155, up $2.67. October live cattle, 156.90, up $1.22. December live cattle, 156.05, up 47 cents. August feeder cattle, 217.62, up $1.42. September feeder cattle, 218.82, up $1.27. October feeder cattle, 218.85, up $1.47. July lean hogs, 131.72, up 92 cents. August lean hogs, 131.60, up $1.25. October lean hogs, 116.75, up $1.65. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 3rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 4 cents higher in the range of 120 to 129.75, with the weighted average carcass price of 127.23. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady going into the holiday with moderate demand from light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 70, 4 to 5 weight 69 to 76, 5 to 6 weight 75 to 79, and 600 pounds and up 77 to 83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $86 up to $92. From receipts for Illinois hogs today, total 19,433 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday, July the 2nd. They had receipts of 807 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were bringing 158 to 160, select and choice 140 to 147, select steers 130 to 135, and choice slaughter Holstein steers 138 to 140. Choice select and choice Holstein steers 130 to 137. Choice slaughter heifers 148 to 157. And select and choice heifers 140 to 148. Now onto the slaughter cows. They had premiums bringing 115. Boners were bringing 95 to 102, and leans were bringing 91 to 97. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 154 to 159, and on a dress basis at 248 to 250. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156.50 to 159, and on a dress basis 248 to 250. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 300 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 134.20, which was $1.03 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 248.12, and that was 46 cents higher, with select carcasses at 241.12, and that was $1 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000. That compared to 117,000 last week and 2,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 403,000. That compared to 397,000 last week and 2,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.15. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.90. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.06. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.81. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.85. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.14. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.74. October beans delivered to Scottville, $11.14. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.55. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.15, corn at Scottville is $4.06, beans at Greenfield are $13.85, beans at Scottville are $13.74, and wheat at Scottville is $5.55. There are only a few weeks left for corn growers to enter this year's National Corn Growers Association and National Corn Yield Contest. NCGA Production and Stewardship Action Team Chair Don Glenn says the data gained each year from the contest is important because it helps to develop the production practices of tomorrow. The deadline to enter is August 1st. Growers can enter online at membership.ncga.com/cornyieldcontest. Harvest forms are due November 21st, and contest winners will be announced December 19th. Winners will receive national recognition in publications including the National Corn Yield Contest Corn Yield Guide and be honored during the NCGA Awards Banquet and NCYC State Winners Breakfast at the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona. As you may imagine, the challenges that orchard growers face is very different from the challenges that your mainstream corn and soybean farmers may face. To talk about some of the challenges specialty crop growers are facing, I spoke with Ren Searles of Rendleman Orchard.
I am the fourth generation. My son, who's in business with us, is the fifth generation, and we're raising the sixth generation. Our farm, the original 88 acres, has been in our family for 140 years, and we have been farmers for all that time. And we have evolved over the years, mainly growing specialty crops because of the terrain of our country down here. And our specialties is apples and peaches, and we also raise vegetables, zucchini and cucumbers.
And part of that, you said the interesting conditions down here in soil types is why you guys kind of got into no-till, right? And do you want to just go over when you got into it and how it's going so far?
Our orchards were always in no-till. We always set a heavy fescue sod because the year-round we have to spray and take care of them, even in the wettest of weather. Our vegetables in the last 5 years, basically we've gone to strictly no-till on them. And what we do is, after we get through raising the zucchini, squash, or the cucumbers, we mow them off, we plant, then if the moisture's right, a milo, then we let it get up about 2 feet. Then we cut it down just strictly for organic matter. And then the last of August, the first of September, we go in, we set crimson clover and Carnish radishes. And that is to break up the soil, the radishes are, and the clover is for nitrogen fixation. Then in October, we set cereal rye. And cereal rye causes also is a toxin for weeds, and we gradually try to keep the weeds out. And then that spring comes and we kill that with a glyphosate herbicide and we plant right into the stubble.
All right, very good. And farmers that face some challenging things every year, they have to rely on Mother Nature for much of their job. What would you say are some of the main problems that you guys are facing this year?
Well, this year we had the mainly wet weather, a lot of rain, which also causes a lot of fungus on our product that we had to fight with fungicides. And also it's very difficult in getting everything planted on the right schedule. And then Mother Nature decided to make us late. We're 10 days to 2 weeks to 2 weeks late. So all of our fruit, mainly our peaches, are late. But we do have peaches this year. And we're very fortunate down here in the southern part of the state, from basically 64 across the state south, there is peaches. From there north, they've been a lot of damage down the cold weather.
Yeah, I heard that many people, some of their peach trees were completely wiped out. And if not that, they are suffering this year. But you guys are going to have peaches. They'll just be late.
We will have peaches. We have a nice crop of peaches, but they are late. And they will be at the end of the season, just will be later. We'll have peaches all the way into the 1st of September.
All right. And other problems that all growers deal with are various regulations, and some of the more mainstream farmers will call them, the ones who mainly focus on corn or soybeans, they may not understand some of the troubles that some specialty crop growers go through. So what are some of the regulations that specialty crop growers are really looking at right now?
Right now, our biggest regulations that we are dealing with is food safety. It is very strict. It is a very complex set of rules, and it dictates all the way from the very first day that you plant the crop until you harvest it and ship it. And we have to also, when we ship a product, we have to put a sticker on our product to show traceability in case something shows up later. They can find out where it came from, what day it was planted, picked, planted, and there all the history of it, because food safety is quite the forefront of all the of all going on into our marketing now.
Very true, very true. Now, looking into the future here, what do you hope to see for your guys' orchard?
Well, being here for 140 years, we're hoping to keep it prosperous and keep some of the family members going on into this business. But the main thing is just to keep a quality of life for our children that are coming on, and let them know and be close to the soil and the Mother Nature, and know how great it is just to be outdoors and have a good relationship with the environment.
Nothing beats a good farm life.
No, it's tough. It's been hard at times, but it's been a good life for us. Like I said earlier, is whenever you see a successful farmer, he is, I don't care what he's doing, you know he's a very successful businessman also.
Again, that was Wren Searles of Rendleman Orchard. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.